There's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross below the town. There's a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Karoo. And that little yellow god forever gazes down. He was known as Mad Karoo by the Suths of Kathmandu. He was hotter than they felt inclined to tell. But for all of his foolish pranks, he was worshipped in the ranks. And the colonel's daughter smiled on him as well. He loved her from the start. Perhaps she knew it in her heart. The fact that she loved him was plain to all. She was nearly 21, and arrangements had begun to celebrate her birthday with a ball. He wrote to ask what present she would like from Mad Karoo. They met next day as he dismissed the squad, and jestingly she told him, nothing else on earth would do but the green eye of the little yellow god. On the night before the dance, Mad Karoo seemed in a trance, and they chaffed him as they puffed at their cigars. But for once, he failed to smile, and he sat alone a while, then went out into the night beneath the stars. He returned before the dawn, with his shirt and tunic torn, and a gash across his temples dripping red. He was patched up right away, and he slept all through the day. And the colonel's daughter watched beside his bed. He woke at last, and asked if she would send his tunic through. She brought it, and he thanked her with a nod. Then, feeling in the pocket, said, there, that's from Mad Karoo. And he handed her the green eye of the god. She upbraided poor Karoo in the way that women do, though both her eyes were strangely hot and wet. But she wouldn't take the stone, and Karoo was left alone with the jewel that he chanced his life to get. When the ball was at its height on that stilly tropic night, she thought of him and hastened to his room. As she crossed the barrack square, she could hear the dreamy air of a waltz tune softly stealing through the gloom. His door was open wide, with silver moonlight shining through. The place was wet and slippy where she trod, for an ugly knife lay buried in the heart of Mad Karoo. 'Twas the vengeance of that little yellow god. So there's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross below the town. There's a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Karoo. And that little yellow god forever gazes down.